It's time now for the B1049 Humane Society of Portage County Pet of the Week. And the executive director, Sherry's on the phone line. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, TK. Isn't it lovely outside
today?
Oh,
you know, we've got some beautiful weather coming up and a perfect weather maybe to walk a dog or something, right?
It sure is.
and I think you've got one for us.
Yes, we do. Scooby-Doo. You heard it right. That's his name, Scooby-Doo. This is the type of dog that you just have to ask yourself, why is this dog in the shelter? Well, he was found as a stray in Stevens Point, and we think Scooby-Doo is an awesome dog. And yes, he does look like the cartoon character of the same name. When he arrived at the shelter, he was so scared. He was physically shaking. And keep in mind now, this is a quiet dog. He doesn't like a lot of people around or a lot of excitement. He's very laid back. And he's a bit uncertain of things at first. He's also, we found out, a fraidy cat and very shy. If you're the type of person who does not like an energetic dog who's jumping up on you all the time and barking all the time, this is the dog for you. He is so laid back. He's a gentle giant, and we're looking for a quiet home for him. Actually, we're looking for boring people for Scooby-Doo.
Oh, man, he sounds like the perfect dog for a lot of people, doesn't he?
He is. He's a male. He's 3 years old. He's going to weigh approximately 86 pounds, so he's not the Great Dane like the cartoon character,
right.
But he's good size. He's neutered. He's up to date on all of his immunizations, which includes rabies, heartworm, et cetera. And his ID number is 27011. So if you go to our website and click under Adoptable Animals, just pop in the number 27011, and you will see Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, and oh boy, what a cutie with the pictures you sent over. I don't think Scooby-Doo will last long, so if people are interested, they should get on that website right away.
Yes,
yeah.
We are open Tuesdays and Thursdays if you're the type of person that's got to go and see them in person. We are open from noon to 6.
All right, yeah, you won't be disappointed when you meet Scooby-Doo either. And you wanted to talk about coming up. Now, this is going to be here before you know it, the Beer Cheese for Pets, Please.
It is. This is a big fundraiser for us that's held every year at Phelps Family and Dairy Farm right here in Stevens Point. We have all sorts of vendors there. This year, the cheese that we're serving is from Mullins up in Knowlton and also Wisconsin Dairy State and Rudolph and Wenzel's Family Farms, and that's in Marshfield for the meat and the sausage sticks. They do a great job up there, and we just want to thank all of them for all of their generous donations of cheese and sausage. And, of course, a big hug to the Phelps family. They have a wonderful venue out there.
Yeah, and that's always a fun time. And if you're a beer connoisseur or cheese or meats, you love it. It all goes for a good cause, right?
It does. The money we get from these wonderful events goes right straight to the animals for their medicines and their surgeries and also their upkeep. A lot of the animals, of course, our dogs get walked every day and things like that. The event is August 23rd, so mark your calendars. Beer Cheese for Pets, Please at Phelps Farms from 4 until 8. And I got to mention the gray cats will be playing there too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, entertainment as well. That will be a fun time. And we appreciate you being on. And one more time, our pet of the week is
Scooby-Doo.
I just wanted to hear you say Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
There we go. All right. Well, thank you, Sherry. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, TK. And thank you, B1049. We really appreciate the attention for our animals.